Yeah, I did. I watched the whole game. Obviously, it was really exciting and exciting for Jack. Anytime you get to represent your country like that, especially at a stage that big and everyone's watching, it's a pretty special moment. And definitely, I got chills even when the national anthem was playing and saw them raise that trophy. So it was definitely a really fun game to watch. And I'm super happy for Jack and USA Hockey.
Chatter in the room between
Yeah,
Americans.
and actually, I live with Nick Petan. Someone tweeted at me asking if I ever asked him to hold his gold medal, which was a little mean, but no, it's all good and fun. And anytime your country gets to come out on top, it's definitely nice. And when one of your teammates is involved in that, makes that much more cool.
Coming back to AHL hockey, how do you feel your game's going? Because you've got a lot of goals now in the last few games, and you must feel like you're progressing.
Yeah, no, I think it's good. I think obviously it's a long season, so you can't get comfortable any time. And when things aren't going your way, you just got to keep grinding away and doing all the little things right and just being a full complete player. So I think that's probably the biggest thing that I learned this year is when things aren't going right, there's obviously more things you can control, whether it's face-offs or back checking or even on the penalty kill too. I'm trying to improve, and I thought personally, I think my game's coming along, and hopefully it keeps going here and keep doing all the little things right.
Defensive roles to win face-offs, and obviously, like you said, that's something you've been working on.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the more the coach has confidence in you and puts you out there, I think it only helps your game grow. And obviously, everyone wants to play as pretty much a full 60 minutes if you could play the entire game. But as much as the coach puts you out there, you wanna help contribute. You wanna do the little things right, and you wanna help the team win as much as you can.
Just looking back to Wednesday night's game, what did you take coming out of that one?
I think that. Overall, I thought we played pretty good games, both games. I thought maybe it didn't come out on time the second game, but I think that pretty much all our biggest factor is just pretty much playing against ourselves. I think that it's all about compete for us. It's all about work, and I think we show that in practice too. Everyone battles hard, and I think at the end of the day, as long as we compete and win all the one-on-one battles, I think we're going to do just fine.
What about this Iowa team? You've seen them more than anybody else, and your last two looks at them this weekend.
Yeah, I know last game before break we got a win against them, so I think they're going to be ready to come out. And obviously they're a good team, both different teams than we were last season, and we know that. And anytime we beat a team, we know they're going to come after us, and just like we're going to do to the team that beats us. So we got to be ready for that, prepare for that, and hopefully have a good weekend here.
Jason, there's been, I don't know if there's been more fans of late, but you know, you were here last year, you're here this year, your team's ahead of where you guys were win-wise last year. So
I think so. I think I say this a lot. Even the last year where we didn't really have a great record, I thought our fans were more than supportive, and every single game I think was pretty much full, which says a lot about this city. I think, especially as a player, it's tough in those situations, showing up to the rink and not getting the outcome most nights that we did. But for those fans to show the support and show up every single game, even though we're losing, is meant a lot to the entire team, and it just shows how close the city is and how good this organization is.